Title: Writing for Dark Spacious Moods Advanced, Drum and Bass Composition in Ableton Live. All right, let's write dark, spacious drum and bass in a way that actually feels expensive and intentional. Because the big misconception is that spacious means reverb on everything. But the real sound is negative space, controlled low end, and a clear story of what's in the foreground versus what's in the background. The goal today is to build a tight rolling loop and expand it into a short 16 to 32 bar idea, where the drums feel close and confident, the bass feels dangerous, but disciplined, and the atmospheres hint rather than shout. We're going for depth, weight, tension, and motion. And we're doing it with clean routing and mostly stock Ableton devices, so you can repeat this workflow every time. First, project setup. Set your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a sweet spot. Time signature is 4/4. For the key center, pick something instantly dark. F minor works, and F Phrygian is even better if you want menace fast, because the flat 2 is basically cheating in the best way. Now create three groups: drums, bass, and music or atmos. Inside drums, give yourself tracks for kick, snare, hats and percussion, and a break layer. Inside bass, make a sub track and a mid or reese track. Inside music / atmos, make a drone, an effects or noise track, and a sparse motif or stab track. Now here's the big composition move: set up return tracks for your space. This is how you keep your core punchy while still building a world around it. Create return A called dark verb, return B called ghost delay, and optionally return C called long wash. Returns are not just a mixing preference here. They're how you make everything feel like it exists in one environment without washing out your transients. Let's build return A. Dark verb, load hybrid reverb. Use a darker room, studio, or chamber style impulse for the convolution side. Avoid giant cathedral energy. Then for the algorithm, hall or chamber works. Set pre-delay around 20 to 35 milliseconds. That pre-delay is groove. It lets your drums hit first, and then the room shows up behind them. Decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Then filter the reverb, low cut around 250 to 450 Hz so you're not dumping mud into your low mids, and high cut around 6 to 10 Khz so the tail stays dark and not fizzy. After the reverb, add EQ8 to notch anything nasty if it rings, often somewhere around 2 to 4 Khz. If the tail feels jumpy, add a compressor with a gentle ratio like 2:1, slowish attack, medium release, and just shave 1 or 2 dB. The idea is stable ambience, not flattened ambience. Return B. Ghost delay. Add echo. Set the time to an eighth note or 3/16. 3/16 is great because it creeps slightly off-grid and instantly feels more uneasy. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it hard. High pass around 300 to 600 Hz and low pass around 4 to 7 Khz. Add a touch of modulation so it smears. Then add utility and widen it, somewhere around 130 to 160%. But here's your teacher warning. Check mono. Wide delays can disappear or get weird fast. Return C, long wash, is optional and it's dangerous in a good way. Use hybrid reverb again, but long decay, like 4 to 8 seconds. Darken it with a high cut around 5 to 8 Khz. Pre-delay a bit longer, 30 to 60 milliseconds. After it, add auto filter and move it very slowly, like 0.03 to 0.1 Hz. If this wash starts taking over, you're going to gate it or sidechain it later so it breathes. Quick coach note before we write anything. Decide what the void is in your track, like what represents emptiness. Maybe it's a filtered noise bed. Maybe it's a distant tail that you only really notice when something else drops out. Pick one and keep it present but controlled. That's how the listener feels an environment even when your musical parts go minimal. Now drums. The mission. Drums feel close. Space happens around them, not on them. Start with the kick. Choose a short, punchy sample with minimal tail. Add drum bus. Drive maybe 2 to 8%. Keep boom off or super low, because indeed NB the sub is a composition decision, not a drum bus accident. Turn transients up, something like plus 5 to plus 15 so it reads up front. Then EQ the kick. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove nonsense. If it's boxy or muddy, a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz helps. Now the snare. In this style, the snare is your lighthouse. It's the anchor. You can layer a body snare with a crisp top, or use one great snare and commit. Add saturator with soft clip-on, drive like 2 to 6 dB for density. Eck it, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, and if you need presence, a little lift around 2 to 5 Khz. Then send it just a little to dark verb. Start low. Think -18 to -12 dB. Send level as a starting zone. The snare should feel authoritative and consistent, not distant. Now your break layer. This is texture and motion, not low end. Load a break into simpler in slice mode, or use audio and warp it. If it's audio, try Beats Warp with Transient Preservation or Complex Pro if you need it smoother. High pass the break at 150 to 250 Hz so it cannot fight your kick and sub. Now add groove. Either lightly apply an MPC swing groove, or extract groove from the break and apply it subtly to your hats and percussion. And here's a microspace trick that works ridiculously well. Send only the break layer a bit more to ghost delay than your main drums. Your core stays close, and your texture feels like it's behind the drum kit in the room. Instant depth ranking. On the drums group, add glue compressor, but don't crush. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, so you keep punch. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1, and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're just making it feel like one unit. Now bass. This is where dark spacious music wins or loses. We are building sub and bid separately, because you need independent control over weight and character. Subtract first. Use operator. Oscar is a sign. If you want to touch more translation, add a tiny bit of harmonic either by bringing in Osc B very quietly or by saturating later. Write a MIDI pattern with long notes and intentional rests. I want you to literally leave a hole, a full beat of rest at least somewhere in the two-bar phrase. Bass is part of the rhythm, and in dark DNB, the absence is often the hook. Process the sub, EQ 8 high pass at 20 to 30 Hz. If it's blooming, a small dip around 50 to 80 Hz can help, but be gentle. Add saturator with soft clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB, just enough to give it a spine on smaller systems. Then sidechain compress it from the kick. Ratio around 4:1, fast attack like 0.5 to 3 ms, and release 60 to 120 ms depending on your groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. And rule of the genre. Keep sub mono, keep sub dry. No reverb, no stereo tricks. Darkness equals confidence. Now the mid or res. Use Wavetable if you have it. Two saws, slightly detuned. Keep unison modest. Filter with an LP24 and to add a bit of drive. For movement, map an LFO to filter cutoff or Wavetable position. You can sync it at a quarter or eighth note, or use a slow free rate like 0.15 to 0.35 Hz so it drifts and doesn't scream loop. Chain it like this. Auto filter to control the tone. Usually low pass somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz depending on how heavy you want it. You can add a tiny envelope amount for subtle wah on hits. Then add saturator or pedal lightly for character. Then EQ 8. High pass at 120 to 200 Hz so you're leaving the real low end for the sub. If it's harsh, tame 2 to 5kHz. Add utility for width, maybe 80 to 120%, but don't let it get so wide that your center disappears. Then a lighter kick sidechain than the sub. Now composition. Write the mid bass as call and response. For example, bars 1 and 2 is a phrase. Bar 3 drops out or simplifies. Bar 4 answers with a slight variation. That gap is what makes it feel huge. If you constantly fill every eighth note, you're not writing spacious. You're writing crowded. Quick advanced idea. Call and response doesn't have to live inside one sound. You can make phrase of the mid bass, phrase B the delayed stab. Phrase C a single noise while answering both. That's conversation with almost no extra notes. Now atmosphere. Depth without mud. The biggest mistake is leaving atmos on constantly at full bandwidth. Your atmos should be arrangement dependent, filtered, and high-passed aggressively. Start with a drone bed, your fog. Use Wavetable or a sampled pad in simpler. Choose notes that support your key. Root and fifth is safe. If you want Phrygian tension, add the flat 2 as a color, but be careful. Use it like a hint. Not a chord chart. EQ the drone with a high pass at 150 to 300 Hz. Yes, really. Then either send it to long wash or use a dark reverb directly, but keep it dark with a high cut. Add auto pan with a slow rate, like 0.03 to 0.08 Hz, amount 20 to 40%, and phase 180 for width. Then check mono later. Next, tonal noise or air. Put a noise sample, vinyl, field recording, anything with texture, on an audio track. Add auto filter, use a band pass, and sweep it slowly. Send it lightly to ghost delay and dark verb. Automate its volume so it comes in during transitions and then disappears. And another key teacher rule, don't quantize your atmosphere. Let noise fades and reverse hits land a little off the bar line. Let LFO rates be unsynced sometimes. That's how the space feels alive, not like a loop. Now the hook. Minimal motif with harmonic ambiguity. You do not need full chords for this vibe. Try a two-note stab. Root to flat 2 for Phrygian menace, like F to GB, or root to flat 3 for minor, or play a broken triad fragment, 1, flat 3, 5, but as sparse hits, or do a detuned jungle-style stab with a pitch envelope snap. In Ableton, operator is perfect for this. Make a short amp decay, add a subtle downward pitch envelope so it barks, and here is a really effective choice. Send the stab more to ghost delay than dark verb, so you get haunting repeats rather than a washed-out blur. Now the advanced space control move, sidechain your ambience. This is the difference between a loud wet mess and a breathing, cinematic room. Option A, sidechain compress the return tracks from the snare. On return A, add compressor, enable sidechain, choose the snare as input. Attack 1 to 5 ms, release 120 to 250 ms, ratio 2:4:1. And aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. Now your snare punches forward, and the reverb blooms after it. You can do the same on ghost delay if it starts stepping on the groove. Option B. Gate the long wash. Put a gate on return C, key it from snare or a ghost trigger, and set it so the wash swells only when you want tension. This makes long tails usable in DNB without turning your mix into fog soup. Now arrangement. We're going to make space evolve by changing density, brightness and depth, not by piling on more tracks. For a 16-bar intro, bars 1 to 4, start with hats, break texture, and a distant filter drone. Bars 5 to 8, introduce the motif quietly with ghost delay so it feels like it's down the hall. Bars 9 to 12, bring in the snare or a snare ghost and tease the bass filtered, maybe high pass so it's more suggestion than impact. Bars 13 to 16, build to the drop with a riser or impact, and then remove something right before the drop. A tiny moment of silence is power. In Ableton, automate auto-filter cutoff on drone and motif. Automate send levels into the returns so the space grows as you approach the drop. And do a micro breath before the drop by dipping utility gain for a split second. It sounds subtle, but it creates that inhale effect. For the 16-bar drop, keep kick and snare stable. That's your spine. Use bass call and response with rests. Every 4 or 8 bars, change one thing only. Remove hats for one bar. Change bass rhythm slightly. Add a single reverse hit. Open the break layer for one bar. The rule is curated change. Spacious doesn't mean empty. It means edited. This audio version is shortened for playback.